Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
It's been a great partnership in terms of, you know, working, coming together again, but our relationship is seamless. We share a lot of the same philosophical belief systems on how to build a football program, how to build a football culture. You know, we don't agree always on everything, and when we don't, we talk about those things, but we certainly have a lot in common in terms of our football belief system on how to build a winner.
That was 18 months ago. The word was alignment. Bill O'Brien, Brian Gain, alignment. No more clashing like Bill O'Brien did with Rick Smith. This duo was aligned. They were one. They were on the same page. They were the same philosophically, as Brian Gain said, time after time after time, every time he met within the media. But 18 months later, they are no longer aligned. They are broken. Brian Gain has been fired as the general manager of Texans, and it looks like Nick Caserio of the New England Patriots is going to be the next guy. That announcement could come very soon. As a matter of fact, I think the OG John Lopez might actually have a timeline as to when we could see the fourth general manager of your Houston Texans. John Lopez, take it away.
Yeah, I fully expect, and we're going to be posting this story here in just a minute, but I've been told that the new Texans general manager will be here and named this week. By Friday at the latest, possibly before then. And then there's going to be a whole, what I've been hinting at earlier in the show today. I think the power structure in football operations, and I want to make that clear because Jamie's, the president of the organization, but he does non-football. The power structure of the football operation within the Texans is going to be redefined. I can say that with a good authority. I can also say that you will have a new Texans general manager by Friday at the latest, maybe even the next day or two.
So you're telling me.
I'm telling everybody.
The podium critic.
I'm telling everybody.
That before Friday, I might get me a press conference with the new GM.
You might.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
I'm so excited about this. What went wrong, though? Looking back, before we look ahead, and if you're just tuning in, the OG John Lopez says there will be a different power structure with the Houston Texans and that a new GM will be announced by Friday. This is the same guy who told you Yordan Alvarez would be in the big leagues by Monday, so he's got a nice little streak going right now. But before we get into the specific power structure and how it's going to change, I think we have to look back at the power structure the last 18 months between Bill O'Brien and Brian Gain.
Yes.
What exactly went wrong between the aligned duo? I know a lot of people have their theories. John McClain called it an erosion. What do you think happened between Bill O'Brien and Brian Gain, OG?
Look, the actual what happened between them is going to be speculative, right? Because we haven't seen the reports yet. I haven't heard anything from anybody I've talked over there yet. But what I can tell you is the erosion would indicate that it was a kind of a slow, like erosion, kind of a slow parting of the ways, a parting of the alignment. What's interesting to me, though, is that they both, within the last 2 or 3 months, have talked about how they work together, have talked about how they are aligned. Now, there's no reason to believe that they were just flat out lying, like in their heart of hearts, I hate that dude. No, I hate that dude. No, they were in alignment. They talked about it a lot. What I think happened is just a number, death by a thousand cuts. I think that's what happened to Brian Gain's tenure here. Death by a thousand cuts. They were aligned, but then there was this little nick. And then there was another little cut that Bill O'Brien, or he versus Bill O'Brien, disagreed with. And then ultimately Jack Easterby comes in, and Jack Easterby came in on April 2nd. Let's not underestimate or undersell that even if they were somewhat aligned and there were just like these little cuts between the two of Bill O'Brien and Brian Gain, when Easterby came in on April 2nd officially, and it's weird talking about this because by all accounts, he's a really, really good dude that's well liked and all that, but he was given a job. He was given a job to evaluate everything in football.
And let's just give the people a little bit of an idea of who Jack Easterby is. He worked with the New England Patriots before he arrived with the Houston Texans. He got a Super Bowl ring recently. He was actually with Nick Caserio last Thursday. Albert Breer joined Mad Radio, and he gave a little background in Jack Easterby's role with the New England Patriots and his role now with the Houston Texans.
Jack Easterby was like that guy over the football ops people, over the scouts, over the coaches, to make sure that everyone was in the position they should be in, was to make sure that they were getting, the team was getting the most out of every position, but at the same time making sure that every individual person is getting the most out of themselves. Belichick set that up. So what he was doing with the players, like Jack's role was sort of parallel to that in certain ways with the coaches and the scouts. Other guys have tried to take him out of the organization with them. Everyone inside that building saw the difference that he was making. And when anyone else got an opportunity somewhere else, they wanted to bring him with them. I think Jack was like sort of looking for, and this is my understanding of it, Jack was sort of looking to kind of take a step up, and the Patriot connections in Houston wound up, you know, getting O'Brien, the guy he wanted down there.
In short, he's a fixer. All right? And I don't mean that in a bad connotation that has been used in today's society. I mean, in a good way. He's a fixer. He's the guy that comes in. Cal McNair trusts him, has clearly trusted him a lot now because he took his word on Brian Gaines firing only after a year and a half, and says, all right, let's look at scouting. All right, let's look at professional development. All right, let's look at facilities. All right, let's look at coaches. Let's look at the general manager. Let's look at at philosophies. I mean, Jack Easterby digs in. He gets his hands dirty in every aspect of football, and he fixes them. It's almost like a consultant. You know, he's a consultant, even though he's in the organization, and he's not an outside consultant. He's like a consultant and a fixer, and he came up with that they could do better than Brian Gain. I still think it wasn't just that. There had to have been some bigger flashpoints there.
But, I mean, you can say that you're going to do better then, but if the better then is not available, like Nick Caserio is right now, then I find it hard to believe that they would have just got rid of Brian Gain. Am I to believe, based on what you're saying, based on this Bill O'Brien, Brian Gain, and maybe they were butting heads more than they were, that even if Nick Caserio hadn't been available, that Brian Gain would have been fired on Friday? Because I find that extremely hard to believe, John.
No. That's what I'm saying. I think they could have made this work because most owners will say, you guys fix this problem.
Right.
All right? Among yourselves. Whatever your disagreements are, they're not a deal breaker, right? You know, maybe you did want Trent Williams. Maybe you did want Trent Brown. Maybe you wanted to move up in the draft for Andre. Those are, you know, that's the little stuff. That's white noise when it comes to a relationship between a general manager and a head coach. The owner generally comes in that case and says, you guys work it out. And I'm not talking about just in football. You know, general managers and managers in the real world often tell two of their, you know, underlings, fix it, work it out, get it done. So it has to be something else in there. I don't know exactly what. But once they was that something else, they went and targeted Caserio.
I just always thought that if there was something wrong with Brian Gain, then it was Bill O'Brien. There was something wrong with him as well. That was just what I was led to believe, that these guys had the same philosophical beliefs. We heard both of them talk about it. As a matter of fact, Bill O'Brien, as early as a couple weeks ago, was asked about the excitement heading into year two with Brian Gain. And this is what the head coach, Bill O'Brien, had to say about his former co-worker and general manager, Brian Gain.
You know, we're working very, very hard to bring a championship to Houston. We feel good about where we're headed. We communicate very well in the organization. And so, yeah, it is year two, especially as it relates to Brian. And Brian's done an excellent job. But we also know it's year six, if that makes sense. So we understand that, and we're excited about it. We're excited about the challenge and going out there and doing better.
Rest assured, Bill O'Brien, the clock is ticking on him. If it doesn't work this time, it ain't going to work.
And I believe you 100%. I think if you listed the guys that Cal McNair is committed to moving forward, Easterby and Caserio, those are the two guys that are going to be that have the longest shelf life in regards to the Houston Texans. And I think Bill O'Brien, a lot of people say Bill O'Brien's going to have a lot more power, not if he doesn't start winning. And if you want to talk about possible replacements for Bill O'Brien, look no further than the New England Patriots, because once Tom Brady retires, The name Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator, is going to emerge as one of the top coaching candidates. He almost went to Indianapolis.
And they know him too.
But he stayed with the New England Patriots. And it's interesting you mention that because that guy, Josh McDaniels, also happens to be a college teammate of Nick Caserio. So when Tom Brady rides off into the sunset, if Bill O'Brien hasn't taken that next step that we've been waiting for, don't sit there and assume that a new coach might not be coming in, because Josh McDaniels and Nick Caserio go way back. They go further back than Caserio does with Bill O'Brien, and they're so tight. This is mind-boggling to me, and this is what was in Breer's Monday Morning Quarterback piece. Not only is Caserio a player development guy and a guy who's coached and been in the scouting department with the New England Patriots, Josh McDaniels trusts him so much, he allows him to wear a headset on game days, John Lopez.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's trust right there.
And maybe I'm just, I don't know, biased or something somehow. But I saw that and I went, yeah, OB's not going to let that happen. OB's not going to let that happen. Maybe he will. Maybe he trusts him more than he does, you know, anyone else. But, well, you're right. I mean, this is strike two, right, on Bill O'Brien's. In Bill O'Brien's box score, Rick Smith couldn't get along. He came in, said, "Yeah, we'll do it. We'll make it work. We talk every day." Didn't work. Brian Gain comes along. Oh, they finally got a Bill O'Brien guy in here, and he was. Let's not forget that Brian.
Let's not give Bill like everything Brian Gain did. I felt like Bill O'Brien was on the same page.
Yes.
So let's not sit here and separate Bill O'Brien and Brian Gain just because they see an upgrade.
You know, people say, "Well, he needs to get his guy in here." Brian Gain was his guy. Rick Smith didn't work. Brian Gain was his guy. Didn't work. That's strike two, man. I mean, if you can't, and now you've got, you know, you've got Patriots South, you know, including front office guys coming in, you know, presuming they hire Caserio and it becomes official. If it doesn't work now, and oh, by the way, have you seen the schedule?
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
Have you seen the schedule?
They play quite a lot of good quarterbacks. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in, reacting to the firing of Brian Gain and the hiring, it looks like, of Nick Caserio. John Lopez says that a hire will be made by Friday. The power structure is going to change. We're going to get more into that power structure in a sec. But first, let's go to Lamont. Lamont, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, man, what's up, fellas? You know, I'm listening to all of this, and I'm hearing all of the different information. John is out there doing his thing. Breer's out there doing their thing. And he's getting a whole lot of information in. And what's became apparent to me is that we really don't know what really happened. And I'm just going to throw this out of the box. What if Brian Gain got fired for something that had anything to do with football? It was off the street. I only bring that up because go back and look at what Easterbay left the Patriots for. He left because that dude, Robert Kraft, got caught, you know, doing this thing or whatever. And I'm just like, I'm listening to all of this information and everybody seemed to be fine. No one, the dude just went 11-5. It's really no reason to fire him. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe the outside tie-in is this Easter Bay is such a moral dude that something happened that we don't know about yet. It's just something I threw out there. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know Brian Gain. I don't know how he get down or whatever, but all of the information I'm hearing, it's evident that we really don't know what happened. And then I think back to this Easter Bay cat. This is just go look him up. That's why he left.
He did. He left after the orchid massage party. Appreciate you, Lamont.
I'll put it this way, Landry. We don't know exactly what that flashpoint was, but I know and you know, and this is from sources. It wasn't like an off-field, you know, crazy issue or something. We don't know what it was,
what it wasn't. We don't know the specifics, but of all the theories, I think the one that's starting to add up is they just thought they could upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
That's the possibility. But you are right. All we can do is responsibly speculate. So let's just go ahead and say Brian Gain was at the Orchid with Robert Pepper. I'm just kidding. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Landry Locker, John Lopez. Cal McNair has made his presence felt. And these aren't your father's Texans. The Texans' new way of doing business and the future power structure next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.